I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Her friends can be energy sucking, and he's made an empire out of wigs and tucking. It's Watch What Happens Live with Cynthia Bailey and RuPaul now. Andy Cohen live in our LA Bravo Clubhouse with a legendary drag icon and a woman whose friends are legendary at dragging each other. From the Real Housewives of Atlanta, say hi to the always glamorous, super Cynthia Bailey. Hi, Cynthia. Looking, she is serving tonight. And he is the Emmy-winning host of RuPaul's Drag Race, whose newest season of All Stars is leaving us constantly gagged. Welcome back, RuPaul. And it's so cool. The two of you know each other for how long?
You know, that was 30 years ago we did that photo shoot. Yeah.
We did a photo shoot together.
In New York City.
30 years ago for David LaChapelle.
We did.
How cool.
We
Isn't that
did.
Wild? Yeah, wow. It was a crazy photo shoot, too, because David LaChapelle had these bubbles blowing and this loud music blaring. He wanted this excitement. It was a nightmare.
Yeah. Right.
It was a lot going on.
Yeah. All right. Well, you might recognize his voice as my co-host on Andy Cohen Live and as the host of The Feels on Radio Andy. But tonight I have his voice and the rest of him behind the bar. Say hi to my man, my friend, John Hill. Hey, John. Did you just take your gun out? You took your gun out. John, I gave you an assignment. You were going to come up with a few Housewives taglines for my baby. So give me one.
All right. I'm a baby.
Okay.
You'll never catch me spilling tea because I can't goddamn talk.
Nice. I want to get started. First of all, last Thursday, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend gifted me an amazing milk shot ski, and it found a home on our set. Just want to show you. It's right there. We're very excited. Tonight, the ladies arrived in Japan, but when they landed, poor Marlo discovered she was a fashion diva with no fashions. Check this out.
None of Marlo's bags made it. It's about to be some up in here.
Does anyone have any flat shoes I can wear? Because I can't wear these heels anymore. I got to act like y'all. Hear me.
Ooh. I don't have my bag. Someone could at least ask if I need a deodorant, a rubber band, or nothing. No one called and said, Marlo, you need deodorant. Panties. I had no bra.
Girl, your wig is loose, and you don't have your suitcase. Okay.
I mean, I actually, I'm kind of enjoying this little story of Marlo not having her bag.
No, it was great. And I felt so bad for her because the problem is with Marlo is she only wears designer clothes. So I had like all my stuff was from like Nordstrom's Rack, TJ Maxx. I was like, what you want? What you got?
Right.
I mean.
I'm assuming this is a designer piece.
Oh, well, this is actually Pucci, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she wanted to borrow this.
And I just have to say, both of your shoes are matching too tonight.
Like, it's really, Bechert, darling.
It is Bechert.
Yeah,
it
very
really
coordinated.
Is Bechert.
Absolutely.
Portia does not like that Eva's been forgetting her shade, but tonight it was Portia's forgetfulness that came off a little shady. Cynthia, I want your thoughts after this watch.
Thinking about getting another tattoo while I'm here in Tokyo.
Cynthia, get one and match with Chris.
Who's Chris?
Wait, what's your man name?
Okay, go to WWHL.TV for our poll. We want to know, Portia forgetting Mike's name, shady or forgetful? Was she being shady?
I know she was being forgetful.
Oh, you did?
Well, yes, I talk about Mike Hill so much. There's no way that Portia can forget Mike's name. She was being shady. But, you know, they say when you're pregnant, you lose your memory. Like, you forget stuff. So I'm going to cough it up to the pregnant.
Okay, yeah, looks like you guys are at about 50. Oh, you guys are going for forgetful on this. All right. There you go. First, okay, by the way, tonight, on tonight's Housewives of Atlanta, Eva and Portia had an argument that got super petty. Here's what, by petty, I mean there was a lot of talk about pets for some reason. Watch.
Portia, I felt like you and I started to get to know each other. You stunted on me a little bit out of nowhere. It was like, Eva, are you shady? I thought we were friends.
Don't act like I'm coming at you. I specifically remember you shading Cynthia. Shamia instance, that was another one. You literally talked about Shamia like a dog.
So what I'm gonna do, fight with her while she's pregnant?
I heard that you talked about me like a cat.
What does that mean?
Less than a dog.
Ain't nobody told you I talk about you like a dog.
They didn't say like a dog.
I like a cat. Any kind of...
I was kind of obsessed with what's going on with the two of them. Also, Marlo picks fights with everyone about their clothes.
Yes.
Which I find very...
Just because she wants to talk about clothes, you know, yes. Because she's obsessed with clothes.
Yes.
And why not?
Yes.
All right.
Second, NeNe's tagline this season is, I am the glue for my wig and my family. But here's what, she should have used a little more glue because on tonight... It's a good tagline, right, Rue? It's good. Okay, on tonight's Atlanta, NeNe came undone. Take a look.
I don't feel like Greg and I are in the best place. So I definitely need some space from Greg and having a moment with my girlfriends. I had to talk to my husband on the phone. You know, it's a couple spat.
Why are you acting like that, NeNe?
I'm about to block him. I need to get through the telephone and choke the f*** out of him.
That is my life partner. We will be together until the end.
Trail very lightly until the end.
What does that mean?
Nothing. Please don't think I'm questioning you about your marriage because I want you to be happy.
Thank you.
I do not care.
All I'm saying is the joke in the spiritual temple.
It was not a joke.
You may marry somebody else.
No, you might.
You took it personal. Too bad. I don't give a f- if you're thinking I'm holding them up. At some point, I need somebody to come hold me up for a second here.
Does Tanya have a right to be pissed about this?
Well, you know what? Being there and watching it back, Andy, honestly, I didn't feel like when NeNe said it at the time that it was really shady because NeNe, you know when NeNe's being shady.
Okay,
it was like,
so
yeah, girl, you're going to get
when
married.
You saw it back on
but
that.
Then, but see, we brought up the whole marriage thing with Tanya, so it's kind of a sensitive subject for her, so I could see why she would be sensitive.
Got it. Finally, RuPaul may have launched the careers of over 120 drag queens on RuPaul's Drag Race, but when it comes to the often bleak news of today, can he drag out some positivity? Here's what we're going to find out with Rue Assure Us. I'm going to go through some not-so-fun current events. Rue, tell us why it's all going to be okay.
Okay.
Okay. I look to you for my upbeat advice.
I'll be the glue to your well-being.
Yes. Okay. And my wig.
And your wig, yes.
What Rue-assuring thoughts can you pass along about the government shutdown?
Well, it's happened before, and the truth is that the pendulum always swings back and forth. Right now, it just happens to be swinging way to the other side.
Okay.
So, but it will swing back.
That's what reassuring thoughts can you share with Meghan Markle stands amid rumors that she is difficult to work with and is causing havoc in the...
Well, she is with child. And the truth is, all these people spreading all these rumors about it, they're the problem. You know, people want to talk this. You know, as long, if they ain't paying your bills, pay them bitches no mind.
Okay. What reassuring advice do you have for those of us concerned by Trump's affinity for Twitter rants?
You know, it will be his undoing. So if you don't like his rants, know that if you live by the sword, you die by the sword.
What reassuring advice do you have for Mackenzie Bezos during her divorce from billionaire Jeff Bezos?
Think of the money, darling.
Yes. Okay. What reassuring advice do you have for me as I prepare to become a first-time father?
Well, just know that this child has chosen you. I'm getting choked up even thinking about it. This child has chosen you to be the daddy. And so know that you just have to show up. This child knows all about you. You just have to be you, baby.
All right. Thanks, man. That's a funny graphic. All right, let's go to the phones. It is Tyler from Chicago. Hey, Tyler, what's your question?
Hi, everyone. My question's for Cynthia. Cynthia, did Mike Hill call you out when you said you made homemade guacamole, but we all saw you take it out of the container?
Yeah, you took that guacamole out of the...
And you know what's so funny? Actually, Moe's reached out to me, and they want me to come to one of their locations and teach me how to make the guacamole.
That's hilarious.
So, and I'm actually going to go, because they make great guacamole.
Did Mike Hill see that?
Well, he saw it when we showed it on the show.
And what did he think?
Well, I mean, he didn't have a problem with it until he saw it on the show.
Right.
He thought it was homemade.
Sam Hyde tweeted and wants to know if there has been an elimination or decision on Drag Race that you now think you would change.
No.
After all these seasons.
No. I'm not a drag queen. I'm the queen of drag.
Yes, you are.
So
All the decisions stand.
Yes.
Cynthia, Tanya WTVA wants to know, how bothered are you that Eva doesn't seem to understand that you had to boss up and make your own lane in the modeling industry?
Well, you know, here's the thing, and I like Eva, I really do. I just, you know, although she's thrown a little shade, I just don't really feel like I have to validate my career to her. I just don't. Like, it is what it is. I own it. I know what I did. I mean, anyone that knows about the industry knows, you know, I was like, you know, in my Yvonne voice, I was that bitch.
By the way, Marlo tweeted, there's nothing wrong with Nordstrom Rack now, Cynthia Bailey, who doesn't want to save a little coin.
All right.
On next week's Atlanta Housewives, Marlo and Eva want to throw each other under the bus. Literally, here's a sneak peek.
So are we supposed to be dressy or we can be casual?
Sexy casual.
I know you ain't talking, Eva.
Girl, you got me all the way twisted. I'm in my runway right now. Stop it.
Been hitting that runway. Now you just got the plug on it. That's your life.
What we gonna do is leave my fashions alone.
What you gonna do is respect your eldest child, stand a child's place.
Girl,
you're a child.
Girl, I got two kids and a husband. What do you have?
You got two kids by two different men.
And you have what?
I don't have one at all.
You have nothing.
I don't know.
But what's on your wrist and that ill-fitted wig you wearing? That's about what we got. Sit it back.
Ooh. That looked like a long bus ride just from watching the show. Let's go to Adam from Boston. Hey, Adam, what's your question?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hey, Andy, my question's for RuPaul, looking like a dream in cream.
I wanted to know if any of your Drag Race queens are going to be on AJ and the Queen on your new Netflix show coming out.
Actually, they are. We filmed a lot of we're doing a scripted show on Netflix,
yeah,
called AJ and the Queen. I'm shooting a scene with some girls tomorrow, but you have to watch it to see who it is.
GE Lentz wants to know, RuPaul, how often do the Drag Race contestants hook up with each other or the crew guys off screen? Do they ever?
No, that does not happen, I'm afraid. That's called Kai Kai. You know that, Andy, right?
Kai
Kai. Did you know it's called Kai Kai?
No.
When two queens hook up and do things, it's called Kai Kai.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you learn something
wow.
every day.
All right, let's go to Dominic from Ohio for a question for Cynthia Bailey. What's your question, Dominic?
Hi, Cynthia. I love you so much. You're so fierce. I wanted to know that, do you think that you and Mike will ever move to the same city? And if you think you might get married?
Yes and yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you talk about marriage?
We talk about marriage all the time.
Wow.
All the time. I'm in L.A. now. This is Mike's city. I spend a lot of time in L.A. And yes, I do. I can confidently say that Mike and I will be getting married.
You would leave Atlanta.
Well, no. I love Lake Bailey, and so does Mike. But I think I would be in L.A. more full-time.
Okay. Well, how do your neighbors feel about you calling the lake that you all live on Lake Bailey? Are they aware that you've changed the name
of
the lake?
Well, I didn't ask them before
I understand that you didn't. I just wonder how they feel about
that.
Well,
technically, the part of the lake that's in front of my property is
Lake Bailey. All right. Okay.
True.
Jackson, with a bunch of numbers after it, tweeted and wants to know, who is your all-time favorite queen to ever compete on Drag Race? You must have a couple of favorites.
I do have favorites.
Okay.
The truth is, but I can't say it in public because they're all my babies.
Right.
You're a father, you know.
Yes.
You know, choose between your dog who you love and your baby. You know, it's going to be hard.
Right.
So
yeah,
I'm interested to ask you, though, what if the doggy is jealous of the baby? Have you talked to anybody about that?
Yeah, I've talked to the dog about it.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to be fine.
What's your dog's name?
Waka.
Waka.
Yes, he's going to be okay.
Okay. Now, you know, I did bring a gift for the baby. I heard that the baby is a boy, so I brought it a doll, a RuPaul doll.
Oh, is that true?
Yes.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
It's somewhere around here.
Oh,
somebody's going to bring the doll out. We'll bring it out.
Okay.
Yes.
I can't wait to see it. All right.
Oh, I want a RuPaul doll.
Yeah, you're going to get one.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
For you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
He needs a good doll to play with. It is game time, everybody. As a longtime Atlanta staple, Marlo has a lot of baggage with the ladies, but on tonight's episode, as we talked about, her actual baggage didn't make it to Japan, but it did make it here in Los Angeles. So it's time for What's in Marlo's Bag? Okay. Cynthia, you are going to put on these Ramona eyes.
Okay.
Marlo's luggage has been rerouted to the clubhouse. Rue is going to unpack and describe some of Marlo's items for you. If Cynthia guesses six right in 60 seconds, you both win.
Oh, easy.
And, okay, go ahead, Rue.
This is something that the queen puts on her head. It's made of jewels.
Crown.
Yes. And this is something that is synthetic. Kinecolon is a...
A track.
Yeah, a full cap, though.
Okay, a wig.
Yes. And this is something that it starts out as a cucumber, but then they put it in vinegar. And what did you call me? And then it's called a green, and it's edible. And it used to be a cucumber.
Oh, pickle.
Yeah, uh-huh. And these are things that you, and this is something that you massage. This is something that you massage between me down there with.
Oh, vibrator.
Yes. And this is something. This is something, if you're hot, you open it and...
Man.
Yes, and then this is something you put on your feet. They're apparel for your feet.
House shoes.
But for dressing up and make you taller. And they have
cups.
Yes, exactly. Well, but yes.
All right, you got six.
Yes.
Wow, 8 seconds to spare. Awesome. John, you have that doll? John, you have that doll?
You have the RuPaul doll back there.
Oh, there it is.
Yay.
Wow. Thank you very much.
This is for the baby boy. Here, let's open it up so you can see how pretty she is.
Oh, my God, you got that Diana Ross lettering
from Diana. You know I did.
Yes. Oh, my
this
God.
This is for the baby.
It's his first doll.
Yes.
is John Hill. John, give me one more tagline for my baby.
All right, okay. I always get what I want. I'm sorry. I always get what I want. And if I don't, I'll poop my pants.
Yes! Let's go to Jeff from Ohio. Hey, Jeff, what's your question?
Hi, I love you, Andy. Cynthia, you look great, but my question is for Mother Rue. I want to know, what would your tagline be if you were a housewife?
Oh, I know my tagline. Mine would be, don't let the smooth taste fool ya. Y'all hungry?
Yes, I love that.
Oh, my God. Cynthia, Lily F. wants to know if you care that Nene and Greg still have a relationship with Peter, or does it not bother you?
Oh, I don't care at all. It's fine.
Luke N. emailed Cynthia, do you think Eva forgets her shade, or is she phony?
Well, I don't know if she... Well, that's kind of tricky. Basically, I don't want to call my girl phony, but she definitely seems to be forgetful with her shade.
Nick G., ask Rue if Britney Spears is really going to be a guest judge on season 11 of Drag Race.
I cannot deny nor confirm.
Okay. I want to thank Cynthia RuPaul and John fun continues with Cynthia Bailey and RuPaul. You can see Ru on the brand new show, The World's Best, premiering February 3rd, right after the Super Bowl. It's All Stars. It's hosted by James Corden. It's like America's Got Talent, but bigger, basically.
The
it's
world's
around the
got
world.
Talent.
The world's got talent.
Yeah.
And it's you, Faith Hill, and Drew Barrymore are the judges, and James Corden hosts it. It's going to be great. Behind the bar, it is John Hill from Radio Andy. All right, let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Cynthia.
Hey, what's your question?
And I'm calling from Champaign. It's for Cynthia.
Okay.
Cynthia, it looks like you were kind of disappointed when your beau asked you to be his lady. Were you disappointed? Because it looked like you were waiting for him to give you a proposal.
Well, I was, you know, Mike had... you know, told me that he wanted to talk to me and ask me something in person. I didn't really expect it to be a proposal. I guess I just thought it would be more of a, like, pre-proposal. Like, I want you to be my lady officially, and then I want to marry you. Like, I just wanted that marrying part to be in there as well.
All right. You kind of got the equivalent of a friendship contract.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. My name is Laura Garland. I'm from the Boogie Down Bronx, New York.
All right, the Boogie Down Bronx. What's Boogie your question?
Down. My question is for RuPaul. Hi, Ru.
Hi, Boogie Down.
Your skin is always flawless. Your skin is always flawless, and your outfits are always fabulous. Have you ever considered coming out with a skincare line or clothing line, and would you have Cynthia model for you?
You know, that is a great question. You know, I'm coming out with some new makeup in, I think, next month. I think
really?
It's next month. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, keep a lookout for that. It's going to be great. And it's I'm partnering up with Mally. You know Mally Ronkel?
Yes.
Yeah, we use her products all the time.
I use Mally.
Anti-shine. The face defender, exactly.
I use the anti-shine.
Yeah, so I'm working with her. So thank you, Boogie Down Bronx.
All right. Next call. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Noelle from South Carolina.
And she's got a voice for radio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to have some South Carolina housewives going on.
Okay.
And Rue, I absolutely love you. And Cynthia, my question is for you. You're so wonderful.
Thank you.
I've watched the housewives, you know, all this time. And I wonder if you could think of one thing throughout your career during the Housewives that you could change in an incident or anything that happened, maybe, what would that be?
Wow. A lot of things, probably. You know, I try to live my life without regrets, and I really feel like everything that has happened to me on my journey was necessary for me to be able to appreciate all the great things that I have going on now. So I really don't have any regrets, but it is painful to watch some of the things that I've done on the show, for sure.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, this is
Alsace calling from Union, New Jersey, and I have a question for RuPaul.
Okay.
What was the best part about working on Grace and Frankie, and also who was the bigger diva, Lily Tomlin or Jane Fonda?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, the whole time I was doing my scene, I'm in Grace and Frankie for this new season that just came on a few days ago. The whole time I'm doing my scene, Andy, I'm doing the acting thing, right? The whole time I'm doing my scenes, in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, my God, that's Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda. You know, it's that, you know, you hear, oh, an actor prepares. No, that's Lily Tomlin and that's Jane Fonda. I'm saying these words, too. So there was no diva stuff, but they hold their own. These are ladies 50-plus years in the business. I don't know how long they've been stars and still show up to work every day. Yeah. I should be so lucky.
Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, I'm Elijah. I'm from Kentucky.
Hey, Elijah, what's your question?
My question is for Cynthia. When was the last time you seen or spoken to Kenya, and have you met her baby?
Yes, I absolutely have met Brooklyn, and she's beautiful, so adorable. And I actually spoke to Kenya about 3 days ago.
All right. So, Rue, is the series done?
No, we are. We start episode 7 tomorrow.
Got it.
Yeah. It's the hardest thing I've ever done, Andy.
Really?
The most rewarding thing, too, because, you know, you live in this life and you put up all these walls to protect yourself so you can go forward. This calls for me to tear those walls down! And, you know, and it's scary, but it's rewarding because, you know, you don't need those walls anymore.
How many are you making?
There are going to be 10.
Are they half hours?
They're an hour.
Wow.
And I'm working with the kid, a 10-year-old. An hour scripted show. And sometimes I have 8 pages a day to remember. Wow. And yesterday I had just done drag and dancing. I'm in drag in every episode with this queen who's driving cross country with this little girl.
You're in drag every episode?
I'm in drag in every, sometimes 2 drag numbers in every episode. And then I got to learn all these lines. And you know, on Drag Race, the most difficult thing for me to do on that show is to come up with a new way to say, bring back my girls. Swear to God, the most difficult thing is coming up with how am I going to say it? Because I got that. Right. You know, in fact, for people out there watching, where we're filming right now, we filmed Drag Race here on the soundstage for about 2, maybe 3 years in this same spot here
history.
In L.A.
History.
Yeah.
Cynthia, how, you know, it was interesting to me because you get this speech from your guide in Tokyo saying lateness doesn't work in Tokyo. And this winds up being a big kind of through line.
Yeah, it's very disrespectful, just in general, but
yes,
especially in the Japanese culture.
Yes.
Were you late?
No.
Cynthia
I'm like
never late.
Famous
She's
for being
always
on time.
On time.
Like
but
I,
the other girls,
they were on CP
were
time.
Said, yes.
Well, they were on CP time? We can say it, yeah.
Yes,
I was going to say, I can't say that. All right, I want to thank Cynthia RuPaul and John Hill for more cooking on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
It's win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.
Murder on My Mind,
a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.